Blog Talk Radio.
Father, they think it's a game. Father, they think it's playing. Y'all know what time it is.
Homie got his resurrection on.
home and got his resurrection on. Just when they thought that he was gone, he came back home and got his resurrection on. Just when they thought that he was gone, he came back home and got his resurrection on. Just when they thought that he was gone, he came back home and got his resurrection on.
Yeah. It's been a long time coming. We're here now. You hear that?
They wanted me to fail, dead or living in a cell. But the minister, the only way to get me in the jail. Made it past 25 and I'm doing pretty well. On my way to heaven while I'm here, I'm finna give them hell. I ain't never bowed down to these devils in the game. Probably never see the most high levels in the game. But I'm for the most high, homie, never will I change. I don't play by the rules, I'm a menace to the game. If I got a problem with it, I'ma say something. Staying bold on my faith and I ain't budging. And I'm all for respect, but I walk on the set with a cross on my neck and I ain't changed. Praise God, only way to go is Yahweh. It ain't no other way to heaven, ain't no other gate. I know they wanna hate, they praying I'ma go away. But not until he return and none of us know the day. And I got more to say.
I see the media playing. They picking the most ignorant, we're never betraying us. You grew up black, you knew what it's like. They do it to Christ, they muzzle the wives and get somebody foolish or mic.
To make us all look crazy, they come up with topics. Ask the craziest pastor that none of us rock with. You thinking he a fool, we think he a fool too. But they telling you we all agree with the fools do. But get ready for the true church. Where we are church, we don't just do church. Pray for the feeble and sore clothing and feeding the poor, loving the people and showing them they true worth. We ready to do work. But they saying it's a white man religion, forced on us by the master that white men invented. Tell it to the Christians in Ethiopia that never had to be enslaved by the white man to get it. Careful what you putting in your ears now. Hard to hear the truth cause the lie talk real loud. We yelling Jesus, they yelling chill out. Nah, but you can tell them that we here now.
We here now. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Tell them that we here now. You know what I'm talking about? What's crackolating? You are now tuned in to When Hip-Hop Meets the Christ. Shout-outs to you. Much love to you. We appreciate you tuning in. Yes, sir. And yes, ma'am. You know what I'm talking about? Today's topic, killed for our offenses, raised again for our justification. Yeah, killed. Jesus was killed for our offenses. Jesus was raised again from the dead for our justification. When will we realize that everything that God does and did for us and what Jesus does for us and did for us is for our own benefit? When are we going to realize it? Everything that God does is for our good. It's for us to benefit from. So, with that being said, and with that being recognized, we are never right when we think we are mad at God. Yeah. We think we get the right to get mad at God. What? Everything that he does for us is for our benefit. Mm-hmm. Yeah. He was killed for our wrongdoings against God. Listen, he was killed for our wrongdoings against God. Not for his wrongdoing. He's perfect. He ain't never sinned. Yeah, we're talking about Jesus. But he was killed for our wrongdoings, our sins against God. And he was raised again from the dead in victory. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because the story don't end where he died. No. He was raised again. How about that one? He was raised again from the dead in victory to make us right with God. Still benefiting us. Because of Jesus, we are the righteousness of God. Say that again. Because of Jesus, we are the righteousness of God. Yeah, doing the right things, but acknowledging God. while we're doing the right thing. Not just, I do what's right, but I don't believe in God, so I think I'll go to heaven. No. We're doing the right things with God. That makes us righteous. So because of Jesus, we are the righteousness of God. Now, did you know that you should have been on the cross dying instead of Jesus Christ the Lord? Did you know that you should have been on the cross yourself dying instead of Jesus Christ the Lord? Yes, you and I should have been the ones on the cross dying instead of Jesus Christ. However, it would have all been in vain. We would all perish, and God wouldn't get any glory from that. But God does get pleasure when we repent, which means turn your back on your own selfish ways, turn your back on Satan, and finally turning yourself to God. That's what repent is. Yeah, God gets pleasure when we repent, when the wicked repents and turns from his evil ways, because that's what repent means. Turn your back on your own selfish ways, turn your back on Satan, and finally turn yourself to God and his will for your life through Jesus Christ. You are tuned in too when Hip Hop Meets the Christ. And we appreciate you tuning in. We record live on Tuesday nights at 7 p.m. Eastern for Bible study and Saturday mornings at 11 a.m. Eastern. Thank you for listening, friend. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for waking us up this morning. We thank you for bringing us to this point where we are in our lives. Father, we also thank you for your mercy. Yeah, we thank you for your forgiveness. We thank you for your grace. Thank you for loving us, Father. Thank you for showing us how to love, for you are love. So, Father, thank you for your scriptures. Thank you for giving us the understanding of your scriptures. Thank you for your protection from day to day as we're going through this stuff on this earth. Yeah, Father, you just continue to have your way. You continue to let your will be done. You let your kingdom come, Father. Let your will manifest in our lives. Let your kingdom manifest in our lives on earth as it is in heaven. Father, you just get all the glory. Thank you for, you know, for your healing power. Yeah, thank you for healing all sicknesses and diseases to this day. Jesus, you are Lord. You're stronger than all opposition, all evil. You're stronger than every sickness and every disease. And when I read your word, when we read your word, it says that you healed all kinds of sicknesses and diseases. Father, we still believe you for that. Manifest your power through us that believe into us. In the name of Jesus, all for your glory, though, Father. Have your way. In Jesus' name. Amen. Yeah, we up in here. You are tuned into When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. I'm your homie, Oasis. Today's topic, killed for our offenses, our wrongdoings against God. Raised again for our justification, making us right and justified before God. All right? When Hip Hop Meets the Christ, we are an interactive worldwide broadcast, meaning you don't just have to hear me talk. You can call in and talk. You can come through the chat room and talk. You know what I'm saying? All right? We let you talk, but we don't tolerate no disrespect. Know that. You got questions or whatever, we got you. Right here live on the air, all right? So, yeah, we 100% transparent over here, 100% authentic, not acting like we're 100% perfect, though. We ain't act like that now. I'm going to act like I 100% need God. I need Jesus. You know what I'm talking about? However, over here, we pray. We just did that. We worship and praise. We about to get ready to do that. We got them scriptures. That's coming up, too. You know what I'm talking about? And the scriptures, because of the scriptures and doing what they say, we get our problems solved. This is faith and action over here. So, yeah, man. Yeah, woman. Yeah, children. Yeah, teenagers. We up in here. This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ, and we're getting ready to worship God and praise God. Abba, Father, in the spirit and in the truth. And Abba, A-B-B-A, when you see that in the Bible, that's just like calling him Dad, Daddy. You know what I'm saying? So, Abba, Father, though. All right? Let's worship him, man. Get your heart on him. Get your mind on him. Let these songs take you there. You know what I'm talking about? His presence is here. Let these songs take you there. Take your heart into his presence. Take your mind into his presence. Listen to the words of the songs. You know what I'm saying? Then begin to praise God from your heart. Worship God from your heart. Praise God from your mind. Worship God from your mind and your spirit and everything. All right? We appreciate you tuning in. Let's worship and praise God together. This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Today's topic, yeah, think about this while we worship. He was killed for our offenses, raised again for our justification. This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Appreciate you tuning in. Let's worship and praise in the spirit and in truth. We'll be right back after we worship and praise God. Yes, sir.
I give it all away. I give it all to save. Very wonderful. supernatural, special plan of the sun.
Given to him before any alphabet came, Jesus. Because they be wanting to talk about, well, there wasn't no J in the Hebrew, but God knew that his name was going to be Jesus before the Hebrew alphabet, before the English alphabet. Jesus. God already named him Jesus. Mm-hmm. Yahshua in the Hebrew, Jesus in the spirit. Yeah, the angel gave him the name Jesus. Angels work for God. Mm-hmm. Then his earthly dad, Joseph, named him Jesus because the angel told him to. Uh-huh. So that's where the name Jesus comes from. And God knew his name was going to be Jesus before the original language, before the original alphabet, before the Hebrew, before English and everything. Ain't no J in Hebrew. God know that. But his name is Jesus. God been knew that too. Because they was writing in hieroglyphics and signs and stuff too. Come on now. Uh-huh. How you spell his name in those signs, in them hieroglyphics? In the okay. All right. Y'all don't want none of this Holy Ghost, do you? Mm-hmm. People think they so smart because they got all this knowledge, but they still don't be knowing God. It's a difference. When you know God, that puts you in front of everybody. That puts you at the head of the class when you know Jesus. Yep, because he's the all-knowing one. So that puts you at the head. Mm-hmm. Even them with all that knowledge and study, they still be shocked because they don't know nothing if they don't know Jesus. All your studying and everything, it should be leading you and helping you, and you should be using it to help you get to know Jesus and to manifest Jesus more in your life. Yeah, everything. God uses everything for our good. So God named him Jesus before anything was ever written on paper, before the Hebrew tongue, before the English tongue, before when they were, I hope I got it right, called the hieroglyphics, before they was using the signs and the art to write. God already named him Jesus Christ. Uh-huh. This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. I'm your homie Oasis. We appreciate you tuning in. Today's topic, killed for our offenses, raised again for our justification. And I want you to notice that word our. Yeah, O-U-R, our, something that belongs to us. Yeah, write that one down, our. And watch how many times you hear what Jesus did and what God did through Jesus and accomplished for our benefit. Something that he did for us. Unto us, a child is born. Unto us, a son is given. So he wasn't born unto God. He already, he already is God. Mm-hmm. But unto us, a child is born unto us. His son that he already had was given unto us. See what I'm saying? Watch out. That's the word for today, our. I want you to see how many benefits that we get because of what he went through and what he did for us and what he really was doing when he was carrying that cross. See, we don't even understand that he was parading over the devil and the principalities and powers when he was carrying that cross. That cross, it's a T, right? It stands for triumph. That's what he was doing, triumphing over them. You don't have to take what I'm saying right now because I got scriptures on that, and we're going to get into them in just a few because I feel like preaching already. You know what I'm talking about? So remember this. You can call in when we are recording live. You can call in when we are recording live. We record live on Tuesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 11 a.m. Eastern. So the call-in number, it only works when we are recording live. The call-in number, 563-999-3702. 563-999-3702. You can listen that way or you can speak by pressing 1 to speak. All right? You can listen on the go. Yeah, we come on Saturdays on purpose. Not only is it the Sabbath day, which is the end of the week. Sunday is the beginning of the week. But not only is it the Sabbath day, but it's at a time when most people just getting up around, scrounging around or, trying to get ready to go or might be out already. So, yeah, we got you. Why are you getting ready to be out? Do whatever you do on these Saturdays. Yeah, take us with you. You can listen live or you can listen from the archives. All right? We appreciate everybody tuning in. Also, I got some good news for you. Aren't you tired of hearing all this bad news? As soon as you turn on the TV, the radio and all that, go on the internet, if you see some of this bad news and this chaos and this confusion in the world, and they got all these TikTok trends that's crazy and stuff like, well, what the hell is wrong with y'all folks, man? Well, tune into this When Hip Hop Meets the Christ good news letter. You know what I'm talking about? Get it free. Sent straight to your email every 2 months on the 15th of the month. Got you. Every 2 months, because I don't want to bother you too much. You know what I'm saying? Then I ain't putting the pressure on ministry too much either. So every 2 months on the 15th of the month, we come out. I have your email. I hope you're checking your email. You see what I'm saying? Because you will get these every 2 months on the 15th of the month. All right? These newsletters, they are full of God. These good newsletters, they are full of God. They are full of His anointing. They are full of encouragement and His power. It'll last you for 2 months or more. You see what I'm saying? Set you right for life. Also, the gospel album and the audiobook by Oasis are also available. All right? Contact whenhiphopmeetsthechrist@gmail.com for more info. All right? whenhiphopmeetsthechrist@gmail.com for more info now. Let's move on. We're going to the Knock 'em Down segment. Yeah, Joshua's Wall. We knock the walls down. Yeah, knock down with walls. Any issue, any opposition. Yeah, the walls of opposition. Yeah. This is God versus any issue, any problem, any concern that we have as humans. Yeah, if we let God handle that, it'll equal victory for us. Yeah, God versus your issues. God versus your problems. God versus your concerns. You want to hear about them too? You know what I'm saying? Yeah, and this is also the segment for the thin skin, easily offended folks. And the truth comes, it's going to offend you. It ain't going to just let you live how you want to live. So, and the truth, it shouldn't offend you once you receive it, because you understand that the rebuke helps you get better and wiser. But it's a fool that hears the rebuke and stays the same. We want to be wise. Hear the rebuke, take the rebuke from God, and keep it pushing. You know what I'm talking about? Correct. What he say? That's what a rebuke is, correction. So take the rebuke and correct what he's telling you to do. All right? So thin skin, this is your chance to leave or repent. Also, itching ears, people that want to be nosy and people want to be copycats and stuff. Yeah, itching ears, this is your chance to leave or repent. Don't come over here stealing from God's kingdom. Number one is God's kingdom. So if the human don't see you or catch you or what have you, God going to get at you, because he don't play that. You coming over here want to steal something, steal sermons and want to steal little lines and want to use it for inspiration, whatever you doing, God see you. He going to handle that. And I pray that you do handle it real good, Father, in the name of Jesus. And I pray that you, who coming over here with your itching ears, being nosy and want to steal and all that stuff like that, you can leave or you can repent too. All right, but I'm gonna have to play a little bit of this theme music so y'all can decide what you're gonna do. Other than that, we're gonna continue to listen and hear what God is telling us to do today, and we're gonna do it. But hold on, here go the theme music.
Oh!
We are now at this time calling all challengers, haters, and skeptics to your stations, please. The arena will reopen shortly. We are all subsequent witnesses to the greatest showdown history has ever known. Due to past indiscretions, knives and stabbing weapons are now prohibited. Guns and things that don't move are now prohibited. And those with thin skin are advised to attend at your own risk. Are we understood? Yeah. I used to live in a was safe to send my kids to school. But now I disapprove of half of what they listen to. They teach the Bible as unreliable, ambitious rules, they're screaming no missionaries. And yet I see it very clearly that they be on the mission too. What can a Christian do when half the population's under mass indoctrination? Classrooms are turned to fixing schools. Get your mind right, learn to think your lies right. They hit you with the side swipe before the full switcheroo. They been feeding you a script, it was delicious food. How you can be the master of your fate and reinvent the rules. They renamed it progress and said that it's the truth. Don't listen to the nonsense, the Christians, they're religious fools. You see, they told you what to see, and then they told you what to think, and then they put it on repeat and told you pick and choose. I know you think that we're the sheep, that you're awake, you were asleep, but listen to the way you think. He thought that it was you.
So yeah, man, we up in the building, man. This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. And my issue for today is, like it usually be, I'm ready to get into these scriptures with you and with the Lord. How about you? You ready to get into these scriptures? So let's get into these scriptures then, man. Today's topic, killed for our offenses, raised again for our justification. Let's go to Romans chapter 4. Yeah, Romans chapter 4. Start it off. Romans chapter number 4. Let's get it started in here. Romans chapter 4. And once you find Romans chapter 4, go to verse 24 and verse 25. Romans chapter 4, the last two verses. Romans chapter 4, verse 24, verse 25. It says, but for us also, to whom it shall be imputed. This was a benefit that they were talking about. If we believe on him that raised up Jesus our Lord from the dead. Now, believe on God that raised up Jesus, or that raised Jesus up. Jesus, our Lord, raised him up from the dead. All right? Verse 25, Romans chapter 4 says, who was delivered for our offenses. Yeah, he was delivered unto death for our offenses or our wrongdoings against God. And was raised again for our justification, meaning he makes us right with God. He puts us right back up. Yeah, Adam messed up before. I mean, he was upright before he messed up. But then Jesus was always upright, and then Jesus is greater than Adam because he makes all of us upright. You see what I'm saying? Yeah, Adam made all of us fall. Mm-hmm. Jesus makes all of us stand tall. I like that. Yeah, Adam, he did. He made us fall. In your flesh, you will fall. That's what Adam represents, our flesh, our logic, our senses, and our mind, and, you know, what we know. You know, he knew God, though, but he fell, so causing all of us, the whole human creation of God, to fall. Mm-hmm. Jesus Christ, the last Adam, not A-T-O-M either, but the last A-D-A-M, the last Adam, the life-giving spirit, that's what Jesus is. Yeah, comes to give us life, so that's why you have to be born again and start doing things God's way, which is the spiritual way, over your flesh. Mm-hmm. There's some good stuff going on already. All right, so Romans chapter 4, verse 24, verse 25. We got that. If we believe on him that raised up Jesus our Lord from the dead, who was delivered, Jesus our Lord was delivered for our offenses. Remember, you should have been on that cross, but then God wouldn't have got no glory from it. You wouldn't have been able to live forever with God. You see what I'm saying? However, Jesus came. Yeah. That's God's love on the cross for you, for me. All right? And he was raised again. See, our story does not have a sad ending. He didn't just die and stay dead. He was raised again for our justification. Jesus swallowed death up in victory. Swallowed death up. Death couldn't even stop Jesus. Death can't stop God. But God, Jesus, the Holy Spirit can stop death Yeah. The devil can't stop God, Jesus. The devil can't stop you either because you got that Holy Spirit in you. But you, yeah, the Holy Spirit in you, Jesus Christ in you, God in you, your Father, can't stop Satan from running your life. Yes, sir, it's getting good up in hell. Yeah. Isaiah 53. Let's go to Isaiah 53. Going to look at the Lord's death and how he was treated in Isaiah 53. But it don't stop there because we're going to look at the Lord's resurrection when we once we finish Isaiah 53 over there in Revelation chapter 5. You know what I'm talking about? So, let's look at the killed for our righteousness. Let's look at the killed for our offenses part. Isaiah chapter 53. Isaiah is in the Old Testament. Once you find Isaiah, got a lot of chapters in there. So you're going to find chapter 53. And it's right around Ezekiel and Jeremiah, but it's before both of them. So if you're in Jeremiah or Ezekiel, you see it keep flipping before it. You know what I'm saying? I got my Bible. I still use a regular old Bible, so I go to the left here. And now I'm in Isaiah already. Yes, sir. So Isaiah chapter number 53. Isaiah 53. Y'all ready? You got it? I'll give you a few more seconds. Isaiah chapter 53. Give you a few more seconds to get there. Appreciate everybody tuning in. Now, we ain't ever rushing because we ain't rushing. Oh, yeah. That's two of them. That's a pun, right? We ain't rushing, cuz. We ain't rushing and we ain't rushing. Get it? And we ain't no bullies. We'll pick on somebody smaller than us. I grew up when they used to say, hey, pick on somebody your own size. Y'all don't get no respect because you picking on somebody smaller than you. You don't get no respect because there's 15 of y'all jumping on one or two people. Get the... That's what y'all call respect? No, that ain't no respect. That's some cowardism. That's what that is. Isaiah 53. Jesus was by... He was tough. Who he is by himself. However, when he walked on earth, he still had 12 people. And you walk around with 12. You ever walk with 12 people? And plus you. That's 13. That's a lot of folks. That look like a gang. That's all I'm saying. Isaiah 53, verse 1 says, who has believed our report? You mean all this preaching been going on? All this good news, this good report of Jesus Christ and him resurrecting and coming back and dying for us. Who has believed our report? And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? That's a question. Two questions. One verse. Who has believed our report? Why the whole world ain't believing this? And the Spirit of God been on the earth. The Holy Spirit been teaching and leading folks into the truth. So why they still ain't believing? Okay, so who has believed our report? And to whom is the arm of the Lord? To whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? Because no matter all this preaching that we doing, God still had to reveal himself too. That's why it's good to know God before you try to preach. Yeah, preach with your life. Yeah, pick this Bible up and learn how to live unto God first. Then you can open your mouth and preach if that's how God want to use you. All right, so verse 2 says, for he shall grow up before him. Talking about Jesus. He was talking about you too. All right? But he shall grow up before him as a tender plant and as a root out of a dry ground, as a root out of a dry ground, a tender plant still, but a root going to grow out of dry ground. Kind of reminds me of what Pop said about the rose that grew from the concrete, Tupac. The rose that grew from the concrete, you wouldn't pay attention to scratches on the petals of the rose. You wouldn't pay attention. You would just say, man, how in the world that rose grew from the concrete? You want to look at the scratches? You wouldn't do that. So why you look at folks' wrongdoings? Uh-oh. And disqualify them over the right stuff and the good stuff that they do. That was his point. But back over here, Isaiah 53, verse 2. For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant and as a root out of a dry ground. So God can still produce something, even with all your resources gone. And that go good for inflation. And that go good for recession. Yeah, resetting is what we call it in the kingdom. God be doing a resetting for us. Now, your world, you can go through a recession if you want to. You know what I'm talking about? But we want to go through, we plugged up to God's kingdom and his economy. You see what I'm saying? So he has no form, no come. Oh, well, I'm just, all that was led from as a root out of a dry ground. And still God having you grow up as a tender plant before him. All right? Personally, he was talking about Jesus right here. Personally, when you're reading it, yeah, you are a joint heir with Christ. You are a son of God, all right? He has no form, no comeliness, no beauty, right? He ain't come like that. That's how the devil be coming all flashy and stuff. He has no form, nor comeliness. Comeliness, not good looking like that. He didn't come, you know, not saying he was ugly. He just didn't come in the way that people thought he was, because when he was talking to the Pharisees and the Sadducees, they were rejecting him. But this is the same one they were reading about in the Bible, though. The same one they reading about in the law. He talking to them, and they rejecting him because he had no form nor comeliness. And when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. No beauty that we should desire him. Now, I said, see yourself right here, too, because we believe in Jesus now. Okay? We are born again of God now. But before Christ, B.C., for all of us, let's read how we did Jesus. Verse 3, Isaiah chapter 53. Let's read how we view Jesus. He is despised and rejected of men. That's what it says. That's the first sentence. Verse 3, Isaiah 53. He is despised and rejected of humans. He is a man of sorrows. How he God Almighty in the flesh, right? But he a man of sorrows, and we despising him, and we rejecting him, and he came for us, right? Now remember, you're going to hear that in a minute. O-U-R. It says, He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows, and acquainted. He's acquainted, always associated with grief. You sure you want to follow Jesus? But he did all this so we can get peace, though. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, acquainted with grief. So, and this will help us get through our tests and trials of life, too. If we remember, look to the author and finisher of our faith. All right? Isaiah 53, verse 3, the middle part says, and we hid, as it were, our faces from him. Yeah, us too, right, before Christ, B.C., us, before Christ in our life. We hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, can't stand, right, despised, right, hate. He's despised, he was despised, and it says we esteemed him not. We didn't look at him as Lord. Because if we did, we'll live a little bit different, a lot of bit different, really. All right, verse 4, Isaiah 53 says, surely he has borne our griefs, though. Remember that hour, that's the first time, right? He's borne our griefs. He took on our griefs, though, our pains, our sad times, our tough times. He has borne our griefs. Look, he can relate to you because he took on your own grief. You feel what I'm saying? He took your place on the cross. You should have been on there. I should have been on there, but he did it. So surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. He taking away your grief, taking away your sorrow. Why you hate him? Yet we did esteem him stricken and smitten of God and afflicted, because all that he went through, we looking at him stricken. He's smitten. God beating him down. He afflicted of God. But then verse 5 lets us know what happened. Isaiah 53, verse 5. But he was wounded for our, there it is again, your benefit. He took your griefs. He took your sorrows. And then he got wounded for your transgressions, your wrongdoings, your falling short, mine too. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised. Beating on Jesus, man. Beating on God while he was in the body now. He was bruised for our iniquities, though. So you wouldn't get bruised. He got bruised. What? That's love. You can't see God's love. Or do you see God's love yet? Do you see it? Because it's here. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquity. So God won't have to bust you up. The chastisement of our peace. Chastisement, that whooping, right? That whooping, getting a whooping with a belt, a rod, something. Not abuse, but a whooping. A spanking. Nah, forget a spanking. A whooping, a beating. Yeah, how about that? The chastisement of our peace, because it wasn't nice to Jesus. But he getting whooped for our peace with God, though. You see this? He getting wounded for our transgressions. Bruised for our iniquities. He was chastised for our peace, so we can have peace with God. And upon him, it says our peace was upon him, and with his stripes, everyone on them stripes that he had on his body, by his stripes we are healed. Your healing by him getting whooped. You see this? Your healing by him getting whooped. Your peace by him getting whooped. Because he was nailing all that stuff to the cross, including the law. He nailed that to the cross. I got scriptures on deck. Don't worry. Just pay attention. Isaiah 53, verse 6 says, all we, or all of us, like sheep, have gone astray. You ain't no better than her. She ain't no better than you. You ain't no better than him. He ain't no better than you either. All of us, like sheep, have gone astray. That's why sheep need a shepherd. We have turned everyone to his own way. Babylon right now. Everybody speaking. Everybody giving their opinion. Well, this is what I think. And well, I think this. Well, I think that. Well, I'm saying Babylon. Because every one of us turned to our own way. And the Lord has laid on him, though, bringing us all together through him. You see this? The Lord God has laid on Jesus, the Lord Jesus, the iniquity of us all. The sins of us all, the wickedness of us all, the evil doings of us all, he laid them on him. That's why Jesus got whooped. That's why he took that. He ain't got to take that. He told Peter, I can call angels. I don't need you cut nobody ear off for me. I don't need you put a sword for me. I can call angels right now. I don't need your gun. I don't need your bullets. I don't need you to shoot for me. I can call angels right now. And they'll get rid of this. You know what I'm talking about? But he did this for us. That's why he got whooped. That's why he got treated like that. Chose to do this because of his love for doing God's will and for bringing God's people back to him. Hallelujah, Jesus. So the Lord has laid on him. The Lord put on Jesus, that's that cross too, the iniquity of us all. Put all the iniquity on him, all of our wrongdoing, all our sins on Jesus. Now you can understand why God... Why Jesus had to say, God, why have you, Father, why have you forsaken me? Because you got everybody's sins on you. Can't look at this man. Everybody's sins. The ones that already been done, the ones that's getting done right now, and the one that's going to get done, all our iniquity is on Jesus, was on Jesus then. Yeah, verse 7, Isaiah 53. He was oppressed. Oppressed, depressed. Yeah. Maybe pushing them down, weighing them down. He was oppressed. This is the life of Jesus, right? And he was afflicted, too. That's a lot of pain right there. Yet he opened not his mouth. Why are you cussing somebody out? And you ain't going through near as much as Jesus went through, but you won't cuss somebody out. He ain't even open his mouth. Yeah, we got a long way to go, right? Yes. Yeah, he opened not his mouth. He ain't say nothing. He is brought as a lamb to the slaughter. Yeah, his purpose is bigger. And as a sheep before her shearers is dumb. Dumb means you can't speak, right? So he opened not his mouth. That's what dumb means. I know we use dumb mean you stupid, you don't know nothing and all that. Mm-mm. But dumb means you can't talk. As a sheep before her shearers is dumb, so he opened not his mouth. Verse 8 says, he was taken from prison. What? Jesus used to be a prisoner, cuss. Yeah, he thorough with it. He be real. You know what I'm saying? But he didn't do no crime to get in jail. That's why he thorough. You know, you don't get no strikes just for going to jail and stuff, man. Like I said, we already talked about cowards, but we seeing some real. He was in prison, and he didn't do no wrong, and he took it like a champ because he is the Lord. So Isaiah 53, verse 8, he was taken from prison and from judgment. They judging him, and he's judged. Come on, man. And who shall declare his generation? Because they thought they were taking him out. So we take him out, we'll stop him. You will never stop Jesus. Uh-oh, I like that. You, whoever you are, you will never, ever, 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 ever stop Jesus Christ, our Lord. No, or you won't stop us either. So he was cut. Okay, it says, so he was cut out, off, because who's going to declare a generation for? He was cut off out of the land of the living. Yeah, he was killed for our offenses, remember? He was cut off out of the land of the living. They killed Jesus Christ, our Lord. All right, for the transgression of my people was he stricken, though. For what? For the transgression. For the transgression of my people. That's why he was stricken. Benefit us again. Mm-hmm. For our transgressions, right? Verse 9 says, and he made his grave with the wicked. Yeah. Despised, rejected. You sure you talking about you the favorite? I got God's favor on me. You see what happened to his son right here? His favorite son, for real? You see all this stuff he went through? Now, you sure you the favorite? Now, if you can say all this and you've been going through this and you following the steps of Jesus, okay, you got some favor on you. Because if you've been going through this stuff just like Jesus has been going through and you've been standing like a champion, you got some favor on you, for real. I give it to you. But if you're talking about you got favor just because you got all your bills paid, you got a little money, and you think you're going to win this $1.2 billion. Oh, let me go on back up. Where I'm at, Isaiah 53. Yes, sir. Preach, Jesus. So, verse 9 says, and he made his grave with the wicked and with the rich in his death because he had done no violence. He didn't do nothing to deserve to be locked up. He didn't do nothing to deserve to be killed either. He had done no violence. Neither was any deceit in his mouth, so he didn't even lie. Honest, always telling the truth. Verse 10 says, yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. Sound crazy, right? That's because our limited mind. But it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He didn't get pleasure. You know what I'm saying? But this is why it pleased him. Go back to verse 4, verse 5, and verse 8. Go back to verse 4. It says, he has borne our griefs. That's why it pleased the Lord. He's taking on this stuff for us. So if I can just sacrifice one for all, that's it. I ain't got to sacrifice all. Mm-hmm. Surely he has borne our griefs. Yeah, he carried our sorrows. Mm-hmm. Right? What did I say? Verse 5, he wounded for our transgressions, remember? That's why I plead the Lord, because he getting bruised for our iniquities. I'll take one, so he'll take it for all. Yeah, he getting the chastisement of our peace is on him. You see what I'm saying? And then the last part of verse 8 says, for the transgression of my people has he stricken. Now we can go back to verse 10 with some understanding. That's why it pleased the Lord to bruise him, because he has put him to grief when you shall make his soul an offering for sin. There it is again, too. There's another one. You made his soul an offering for sin. This is the sin offering right here. God was accepting lambs and rams and goats and all that back then. This is the lamb right here. And this is the greatest of all time right here, this one right here. So it says, you shall make his soul, he had to give up his soul for an offering for sin. He shall see his seed. What? So he gave, it's telling everything. It's even talking about the death and the resurrection right here in verse 10, Isaiah 53. Let's go back to the top of verse 10, Isaiah 53, verse 10. Appreciate your attention. Appreciate your time. This is when hip-hop meets the Christ. We get into it. Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He has put him to grief when you shall make his soul an offering for sin, right? That's the death. Then it says, he shall see his seed. So how can you see something in death? So that's the resurrection right here. He shall see his seed. He shall prolong his days, right? And the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. So you can't stop Jesus. Again, there it is. Because he's going to see the benefits of what he died for. He shall see his seed. He shall prolong his days. And the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. And that goes for us too. We're going to see what God said going to happen in our life. You're going to see it. Verse 11 says, he shall see of the travail of his soul. Travail. Think about a woman who's about to have a baby. She'd be travailing
with the breath and the pain and all that. So he shall see of the travail of his soul, what he went through, and shall be satisfied though. By his knowledge shall my righteous servant justify many. Look at God saying, by his knowledge shall my righteous servant justify many, for he shall bear their iniquities. Yeah, then God be using you. If you follow in Christ, he be using you, and you do the same thing for your folks, for your family. You see what I'm saying? So, but you still ain't Jesus. We just following him, right? So by his knowledge, and by you knowing God, right? And by his knowledge, and by, it says, by his knowledge shall my righteous servant justify many. You can change the whole bloodline for your whole family, for everybody that comes after you. You can change it for good and for God. So he's going to justify many, for he shall bear their iniquities. That's how you can relate to Jesus, because he can relate to you. He took all your iniquities already. You the one got us peace with God. That's why we can hear from God now, through Jesus, through the Holy Spirit. That's it. Verse 12 says, therefore, I will divide him a portion. God saying, I'm going to give him the benefit. He's talking to you too. He's going to give you the benefit now. So you following Jesus. Ain't no way in the world we go through all this stuff and don't get no benefit. He already told us the suffering can't compare to the glory that shall be revealed in us. So therefore, I will divide, verse 12, I'm sorry, Isaiah 53, verse 12. Therefore, I will divide him a portion with the great, and he shall divide the spoil with the strong. See this? I'm going to divide it with him. He's going to divide it with you. Therefore, I will divide him a portion with the great, and he shall divide the spoil with the strong, because he has poured out his soul unto death. Because he spoiled them principalities and powers. He spoiled their plans. He overthrew their plans. So he's going to give us some, and the spoil is also the riches and stuff that he used to get once they defeated a town or a city or army or whatever. They took the spoil, which were their possessions, their gold and silver and whatever else they had, animals, you know. So I would divide him a portion with the great. He shall divide the spoil with the strong. Be strong in the Lord, y'all. Because he has poured out his soul unto death. He the only one did that. He poured out his soul unto death, and he was numbered with the transgressors, and he bare the sins, the sin of many, and made intercession for the transgressors. He made intercession, took your place and my place, transgressors. It says he died for the sins of many because everybody won't accept him. So he said many. Everybody won't accept Jesus. Everybody won't accept the truth. We're getting into us playing like this, and people still won't accept the truth. This is when hip-hop meets the Christ, but that's all right. We're going to accept the truth. When hip-hop meets the Christ, I'm your homie, Oasis, man. Today's topic, killed for our offenses, raised again for our justification. And when we come back, we're going to look at the scriptures that shows about the Lord Jesus' resurrection, all right, which will be in Revelation chapter 5. We'll start there. So we just looked at his death. And his resurrection too in Isaiah 53, and the benefits of what God's going to do and what he did for us, the benefit that he did for us, the blessings that he gave to us through Jesus going through all that. You see what I'm saying? And the benefits that God give to Jesus. You see what I'm saying? And then we get some more blessings. You see what I'm saying? Blessings and benefits. So it does pay off. That was Isaiah 53. All right? So, yeah, we appreciate you tuning in. We'll be right back after these moments.
Yeah. KOBG Music Group presents King Oasis. The spirit gives life.
The life is found in the spirit. The spirit gives life. The life is found in the spirit. The spirit gives life. The life is found in the spirit. The spirit gives life. Don't want to hear it, but Christ, he is the life. The flesh promised nothing, but the spirit gives life. Gotta tell you, this life is only found in Christ. We get the bling and shine, but we still all blind, not realizing it's the inside that should stay on shine. But if it's dark inwardly, what's the purpose for living? Where are we going? What are we doing? Are we even giving? Got people sleeping on the streets, even some children can't eat. Don't forget where he brought.
set your cares on things above. We all need love. Be wise as serpents, but harmless as little white doves. What you gain, you get the world, but you lose your soul. God is the truth, not offering you a fake pot of gold. The life is found in the spirit. The spirit gives life. The life is found in the spirit. The spirit gives life. The life is found in the spirit. The spirit gives life. Don't wanna hear it, but Christ, he is the life. The life is found in the spirit. The spirit gives life. The life is found in the spirit. The spirit gives life. The life is found in the spirit. The spirit gives life. Don't wanna hear it, but Christ, he is the life. Baffles where we live in, president making wrong calls. Is he really? Lord knows, I ain't studying man-made laws. Like the title of this song, and the truth of it too. The flesh is death, the spirit gives life. So what you gonna do? Cause I'm gonna go ahead and snap while I'm buzzing this rap. I made the whole world for us, why we treat him like crap. Living our lives to the full, man, that's some bull. How we enjoying life, but when it comes to heaven, ain't no fool. Want the truth, then don't come around me, cause I'm giving it out raw, and it's uncut as you can see, and as long as God got my back, I'm gonna keep it cracking. Don't get mad at me cause it's Satan and sin that I'm attacking. The life is found in the spirit, the spirit gives life. The life is found in the spirit gives life. The life is found in the spirit gives life. Don't wanna hear it, but Christ, he is the life. The life is found in the spirit gives life. The life is found in the spirit gives life. The life is found in the spirit gives life. Don't wanna hear it, but Christ, he is the life. Look, they poor over there, let's take advantage of them. Give them $1 million deal and they make their music sound like him. And him and her, no creativity in the mix, nowhere, not thinking for ourselves. Man, yeah, I went there. Y'all behind the scenes tripping, can't take hip-hop from us, cause it's still real ripping, leaving your money and deals in the dust. And this one right here, man, he's all about the Christ. So you might see me coming, but you better think twice. Just tell me like it is, you done heard it all before. Jesus coming back on you, don't let him close the door. Jesus is real and he ain't no punk and he ain't soft neither. Take it from this black male that met him and became a believer.
Yes,
the life is found in the spirit gives life. The life is found in the spirit gives life. The life is found in the spirit gives life. Don't wanna hear it, but Christ, he is the life. The life is found in the spirit gives life. The life is found in the spirit gives life. The life is found in the spirit gives life. Don't wanna hear it, but Christ, he is the life.
I'm crunk for G-O-D because the Lord, he keeps on blessing me. My God is
just so legendary, so my praise is necessary. You can get your praise on, shout it, don't be scary. See, I praise him cause he's worthy, he deserves the glory. I don't deserve his grace, but I thank him for his mercy. When it comes to praising, I go hard for Jesus Christ. I praise him harder than some of y'all who be clubbing Friday night. When it comes to Jesus Christ, man, I'm so dogmatic. I'm crazy about the Lord, you can call me a fanatic. That's why I praise the Lord every time I get a chance. And I praise him with my life, with my music and my dance.
I wanna dance like Usher, dance like a Mariah, dance like Chris Brown and Michael Jackson. When I catch the spirit, I just can't fake it. Jesus used me, I gotta dance like crazy. Dance like David, praise like David, dance like David, praise like David. When I catch the spirit, I just can't fake it. Jesus used me, I gotta dance like David.
Come on, yes, Charlie, oh. Yeah, he said dance like Michael Jackson. That boy, that was fire with the dancing. Then he said dance like Chris Brown. That boy, that was still fire with the dancing. I don't know why. Omarion had people fooled. He can't dance, y'all. I been knew that, though. But he can't dance, so we ain't even missing him. All right, but David. That man there, he so fire. Let me tell you how bad David was when he did. You know what I'm talking about? David, number one, that make him better than Chris Brown and Michael Jackson, David danced for God. That's number one. Number two, David danced for God so hard. He was dancing for God now. You can read it in your Bible. He was dancing for God so hard. That's why you hear dance like David. He would dance for God so hard that he danced out of his clothes. That's how, yeah. That boy never had everybody say, who bad? Yes, sir. That boy there. But I give Michael Jackson his props. I do give Chris Brown his props. But that boy David, even though I ain't seen it, I read about it. I'm like, don't. That's nasty. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
When I just can't take it. I gotta dance like David.
Yes, sir. That's what I'm talking about. Keep dancing like David. You know what I'm talking about? Shout out to the homie Stony Stone, Stony Hill. You know what I'm talking about? For that hit right there. All right? So, yeah, man. You are tuned into When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Yeah, woman. Yeah, children. Yeah, teenagers. Got all of us in here. We are tuned into When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Yeah, we. Me too. Today's topic, killed for our offenses, raised again for our justification, though. You know what I'm talking about? And that's who Jesus is. That's what he did. Yeah. Did all this for our benefit. Ain't that so? So, with that being said, we just read in Isaiah 53 about, you know, what happened to Jesus and, you know, how man treated him and looked at him. You know, man is the one that killed him. Man, under the influence of his own evil, and under the influence of Satan, who feeds that evil. You know what I'm talking about? Killed Jesus. But God, who is stronger than man, who is stronger than evil, who is stronger than the devil, right? The Almighty, who is stronger than death, raised Jesus back up. So now let's go to Revelation chapter 5 and continue on with the story. Because it don't end with the grave. We even seen in Isaiah 53, it didn't end with his death. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, I like that. Revelation chapter 5. Get this, Jesus. Revelation chapter 5. We're starting at verse number 1. Appreciate everybody tuning in. This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. I'm your homie, Oasis, a.k.a. Joshua.
All right? For sure with it.
And I've been Oasis since MySpace, so if you can't trace that back to that, then you copy and use a copycat. You know what I'm talking about? And they go for them companies, too. Give Oasis a call. Hey, hey, hey. You gotta call Jesus. Yeah, call Oasis because he gonna tell you to call Jesus. But all right, man, let's go. Revelation chapter 5, verse 1 says, and I saw in the right hand of him that sat on the throne a book. So God is the one sitting on the throne. He got a book written within and on the backside, sealed with seven seals. He got a book in his hand. It's sealed, locked up with seven locks on it. Sealed with seven seals. That's what the seals are. Locks. A book written in and out. And I saw a strong angel. Angels are already strong, but he put strong in front of it. So you'll know this wasn't just no regular old angel. This was a strong one here. All of them strong. But he put it specifically a strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice. He couldn't even handle it. The angel can't save you. Angels can't save you. Okay? The angel crying out with a loud voice, proclaiming with a loud voice saying, who is worthy to open the book and to loose the seals thereof? Who worthy to open this book and to unlock the seals on it? Man, I can't break none of them seals. You know what I'm talking about? I can't even open the book, right? And then verse 3, Revelation chapter 5, because the angel just said that. But Revelation chapter 5, verse 3, and no man either. So the angels can't save you. No human in heaven, nor in earth, neither under the earth, was able to open the book, neither to look thereon. No human can't open the book. No human can't even look on the book. Ain't that something? Wow, that's why you can look at this Bible and still not understand it if you're just looking through your human perspective. You got to tap into the spirit. Yes, sir, all the way. All right? Verse 4 says, and I wept much because no man, we be looking for humans to save. A lot of folks stressing right now because no human, they can't handle coronavirus and then not monkeypox and then all this mass shooting and blah, blah. No man, I'm crying much because no man was found worthy to open and to read the book, neither to look thereon. But our help don't come from man. Our help comes from someone that's stronger than man. How about the creator of man? How about the Lord over man, Jesus? Yeah, that's the one. Somebody say, that's the one. Yeah, he'll make it even better than that. Say, he the one. He's the one, if you want to be proper. But he the one. He's the one for your proper, folks. All right, Revelation chapter 5. Let me read verse 4 again. I wept much, and you should cry a lot if you got your hope in man. I'm crying a lot, is what he's saying. I wept much because no man, no human was found worthy to open and to read the book, neither to look thereon. I don't believe it unless I see it. You can't see coronavirus. I bet you believe in that mug. You can't see monkeypox. I bet you believe in that. See, y'all be tripping humans. I believe when I see it. You can see what coronavirus is doing. You can see what monkeypox is doing. And you can see what God is doing too. So whose report you going to believe? The coronavirus, the monkeypox, the no working shots. You gonna believe that report, or you gonna believe God? Jesus is the Lord over the whole earth and all the problems and everything of it. So look to Jesus, not to man. Verse 5, Revelation 5, verse 5. And one of the elders said unto me, weep not. God letting you know that you ain't got the stress. Wipe away your tears right now. Yeah, you stop crying. Change your focus. Change your mind. Change the way you see and stuff. Weep not. Look at the right thing. Look, it says, behold, the lion. Yeah, look at the lion of the tribe of Judah. Yeah, the root of David. Yes, sir. He has prevailed. You look in the man. You should be crying, but stop crying. Look to someone greater. Behold, look at the lion of Judah. Not the lion of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, has prevailed. He what? Has prevailed. What did he do on the cross? What did he say? It is finished with an E-D. He already prevailed. He has prevailed already. Yeah, that's why if we really live like they be saying, the slogan, too blessed to be stressed, if we really realize that, we wouldn't have no stress for real. change your perspective, your mind, right? The root of David has prevailed to open the book. The Lion of Judah has prevailed to open the book. And he going to open the book and he going to unlock the seven seals. He loosened the seven seals thereof. Verse 6 says, and I beheld, and lo, in the midst, I seen this, in the middle of the throne and of the four beasts that's around the throne, and in the midst of the elders that's around the throne too, it stood a lamb in the middle of them, in the middle of the throne. God sitting on the throne. In the middle of the throne, there go a lamb. It just said he was a lion. He both. He don't play that crap. You both. You don't play that crap either. You the lamb, you humble, and you the lion too. Yeah, greater is he that's in us, because you got the lion in you. You got the lion of the tribe of Judah. Yeah, you humble, you lamb, yeah. You lion too, though. Know that. Yeah. Stood in the middle of the throne and of the beast and of the in the midst of the elders. And if you read Revelation, you'll understand more about the beast, and the four beasts and the 24 elders when you read Revelation, all right? But these are all around the throne of God. But in the middle of all that stood a lamb, as it had been slain, having seven horns, a lamb that had been killed, having seven horns, right, and seven eyes. Don't get spooked out about it, because he explains it, which are the seven spirits of God. That's what the seven horns and the seven eyes are, the seven spirits of God. It's seven continents. It's 7 days in a week, something like that, number seven, right? The seven spirits of God sent forth into all the earth. Those seven spirits are still the same spirit of truth, the same Holy Ghost. Because it's the Spirit of God, the Spirit of truth. You know what I'm talking about? The Holy Spirit. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. All the Holy Spirit, seven of them. All right, so verse 7 says, and he came and took the book out of the right hand of him that sat upon the throne. So not only could he do it, he did it. He came and took the book out of the right hand of him that sat upon the throne. And when you continue to read in Revelation, in chapter 6, you'll see him start opening the book. In Revelation chapter 6, he started opening the seals, popping the locks. You know what I'm saying? Then you'll start reading about stuff that's happening on earth. You'll be like, oh, shoot, boy, that's happening now. Some of this stuff, you're like, boy, that's happening now, God. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then some of it ain't happened yet, but you're like, oh, I see it leading to that. So the word of God is living, and there's nothing new under the sun. God already know everything. You know what I'm talking about? He's been dealing with humans a long time. I had to run out of breath on that one. Yes, sir. And even the one I couldn't say, he's still dealing with humans now. So, yeah, Revelation chapter 5, verse number 7 says, and he came and took the book out of the right hand of him that sat upon the throne. And when he had taken the book, the four beasts and the 24 or 24 elders fell down before the Lamb. Excuse me. They fell down before the Lamb. These are the ones that's around the throne, the beasts, the four beasts and the 24 elders around the throne of God. But they fell down before who? The Lamb. That's why you will never see Jesus tell you to stop worshiping him. When people fell down, they worshiped Jesus, he didn't stop them. When people fell down and worshiped Jesus, when people fell down and tried to worship angels, angels stopped them from doing it. Man walking around here like somebody supposed to be worshiping them. Them pastors, a lot of them pastors so arrogant and prideful, they act like they God, shawty. See, that's the EGO, right? Edging God out, ego. Edging God out, EGO. Easing God on out the way because of your ego. Then Charlie made a song about it, and you wanted to hear it, and here it went. Anyway, I ain't got time for it. Revelation chapter 5, verse 8. And when he had taken the book, the four beasts and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, having every one of them harps, string instrument, right, and golden vials full of odors or full of fragrance, because we tend to think odor is just bad. Yeah, odor. But let me put it another way. Fragrance, incense. So he had gold. They had golden vials full of odors or full of incense, full of fragrance, which are the prayers of the saints. Keep praying to God. Your prayers go up to God just like the smoke from incense. If you don't know what incense is, look it up. Or a lot of us do know what it is. A little thing that you burn, the little sticks. Set one end on fire and it burns And then light the whole area up and make it smell real good for you. Yes, sir. Yeah, man. And the bigger ones don't make it smell, you know, don't mean it's going to smell better, because you got some of them little ones. They powerful, too. Power pack. You know what I'm saying? So, get them incense. So, if you ever have not burnt one, go and get you some. They sell them at gas stations and everything. Incense. You know what I'm talking about? So, your prayer. Once you burn it, you just know that your prayer go up to God just like that smoke from incense. All right? So, they got golden vials full of incense or full of fragrance, which are the prayers of the saints, verse 9, and they sung a new song. A new song. I know you just sung a new one, what, about 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, maybe a month ago? Get another new one. It could be a song that you ain't never heard before. It's new to you. It could be a gospel. I'm talking about make sure it's gospel. Glorify God. All right, because there's a lot of gospel songs out here. There's a lot of good ones. You know what I'm saying? A lot of real ones. So they sung a new song. Get you a new song. You can make one up, too. To God. They sung a new song saying, here go the words. They even give you the words to this song. You are worthy to take the book. This is a song. These are lyrics. You are worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof. Yes, sir. For you were slain and have redeemed us to God by the blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation. Y'all like my singing? All right, then. Don't you worry about it. Verse 10 says, and has made us unto our God. Look at this. They go with that word, our. Verse 10, Revelation 5, and has made us unto our God. He did something for us, for our God. Yeah. He's our God. Our God. Has made unto us our God, has made us unto our God kings and priests. You are royal. Don't ever let nobody, okay, don't. The negativity that people call you. You ain't got to accept it. Know that you are kings and priests unto God. You made that way by Jesus Christ. Humans ain't got nothing to do with it. You see what I'm saying? So stop being offended by what humans saying. I ain't saying let them treat you any kind of way, but I'm just saying don't be offended. Man, please. You got to know who you are. I'm a king. I am a priest already. You see what I'm saying? Because Jesus made me a king and Jesus made me a priest unto my God. So it don't matter what they saying about you, right? He has made us unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth. What? It didn't even say we're going to reign in heaven. It says we shall reign on the earth. But the new Jerusalem coming down, right? That's when it's going to be your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it in heaven, right? That's why you got to keep praying it, because in a minute it's going to be just like that. We're going to reign on earth. You will still be able to pass from this earth to heaven, because it's going to be one and one. Your kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. The new Jerusalem coming down. Your kingdom come. Yeah, ain't no mothership shouting. Kingdom of God going to be coming to the earth. Yeah, Jesus going to be Lord over the earth and over heaven. You see what I'm saying? Like, this is. All right. Revelation chapter 5. Thank you, Jesus. For the revelation. We in Revelation chapter 5. Verse 11 says, and beheld, and I heard. And I beheld, I'm sorry. But that's the end of the song right now. So I beheld and I heard. Once I looked, I heard the voice of many angels. So a whole lot of angels round about the throne and the beast and the elders. And the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000. 100,000, right? And thousands of thousands. How many that is? Exactly. You can't figure it out. You can't handle the truth. 10,000 times 10,000. God knows he'll let us figure that out. But you can't figure out. And on top of the 100,000, the thousands of thousands. In Revelation chapter 5, verse 12, saying with a loud voice, all them angels were saying this. Here goes some more words to a new song for you. This is what the angels were saying. Right? You heard all these angels saying, worthy is the Lamb. The angels praising Jesus. You see this? Yeah. The angels are praising Jesus. The elders that's around the throne of God, the four beasts that's around the throne, they praising Jesus, bowing down to Jesus. The angels praising Jesus. Who are you humans to think that you ain't got to praise Jesus? God ain't mad because you praising Jesus, because in praising Jesus, you really praising God.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. Because God sent Jesus for us. So the angels, verse 12, Revelation 5, the angels saying with a loud voice, worthy is the Lamb that was slain, that was killed, to receive power. He worthy to receive power and riches and wisdom. Power, riches, and wisdom. That's what man be going for, right? Except for the wisdom part. They drop the wisdom. They just end up dumb. I'm sorry, I used that wrong, right? Because dumb can't speak. They don't need to speak, though. What they stupid says, okay, I got that right. All right, but the angel saying with a loud voice, worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power, riches. See, man fighting over power and riches that don't even belong to them. That belong to him, G-O-D, G-O-D, J-E-S-U-S, and the Holy Spirit, right? Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing with all your heart, all your mind, all your soul. You got to love God with that. Verse 13. And every creature, every creature which is in heaven and on the earth. Yeah, every creature which is in heaven and on the earth and under the earth, and such as are in the sea. There's some still in the sea. I ain't found everybody when they be missing. There's a lot of folks missing now. I ain't know the floods was hitting. The floods, there's some flooding that done been severe, like some New Orleans. When the levees broke and they flooded it, and the hurricane down there, Hurricane Katrina. Right now, Kentucky going through that, and it's another spot. Las Vegas going through that, in case you didn't know. Yeah. It's some folks that they ain't even found yet. They may be dead. Some people waiting to hear back from their parents. I seen one lady talking. My daddy is old. I'm trying to wait to hear from him, but I ain't, you know, they heard nothing. They ain't letting him go in there. It's flooded. Kentucky flooded underwater. Las Vegas got flooded underwater. And then it's burning up over here on the other side, like in California. Not over here. In California. It's burning up with fires and stuff over there again. And like, bruh, with corona, with monkeypox, with, I'm talking about, it's crazy. However, back over here, said all that to say this, because it's some that's in the sea now that ain't been found. That's in Revelation chapter 5, verse 13, in the sea and all that are in them. So every creature in heaven and on the earth and under the earth, as such as are in the sea, that ain't even found. I ain't even talking about the floods no more. This talking about the, that's in the sea. That ain't going to be delivered. It's some that's in the sea that ain't going to be delivered up until Jesus come back. Because every creature, this is where every knee going to bow. Every tongue going to confess. Here it is right here. Again. Because every creature which is in heaven and on the earth, whether they believe in him or not, every creature which is in heaven and on the earth, and under the earth, that's hell, right? And such as are in the sea, and all that are in them, heard I saying, or I heard saying, blessing and honor and glory. Blessing and honor and glory. See, we hip-hop, so blessing and honor and glory and power. Blessing and honor and glory and power be unto him that sits upon the throne and the Lamb forever and ever and ever. And that's clever. Yeah, ever and ever and ever. Yeah, blessing and honor and glory. Yeah. Blessing and honor and glory and power be unto him that sits upon the throne, that's God, and unto the Lamb forever and ever. Because when you're praising Jesus, you're praising God. Believe that. All right, so verse 14 says, and the four beasts said amen. And the four, or the 24 elders, fell down and worship him that lives forever. Because God, the one that exalted Jesus. Yeah, Jesus the Lord. The resurrection. Yeah. And let's go into some more of this victory. Yeah, that's celebration with in Revelation 5. The angels singing. And then the humans, here we go. We singing too. And with me, you know, I'm rapping, I'm hip-hopping it. You know what I'm talking about? But yeah, I carry a little tune every now and again. Don't mess with me now. All right, let's get some more of these scriptures, man. We appreciate everybody tuning in. This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Hebrews chapter 2. Then we'll go to, if we got to go one more place, then we'll go to a break and come back and finish it. So, yeah, let's beat this clock today. Hebrews chapter number 2. We're still on the resurrection of Jesus Christ. The benefits and the blessings for us. That's coming, right? Hebrews chapter 2. Go to verse number 9. Hebrews 2. Starting with verse number 9. It says, but we see Jesus. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we see all this trouble, all this chaos, all this babbling on. All this crazy, immoral stuff going on, right? People acting like God ain't on the throne. We see all that. But we see Jesus as well. But we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels. He was made. He's greater than them because they were just worshiping him. So we see him, though, made a little lower than the angels. This is why he was made a little lower than the angels when he came as a human, right? For the suffering of death. That's why. We see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels. Angels worshiping him, right? But he was made lower than them for the suffering of death when he came in as a human, right? We see him crowned with glory. We see him crowned with honor. That he, Jesus himself, by the grace of God, the Almighty, who created us all, should taste death for every man. This ain't no religion over here. Swallow death up in victory for every human. That's why every human got to come to God through Jesus. Every human needs to come to Jesus. Go to verse 14. Yeah, circle verse 9. That was a fire one. We see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that he, by the grace of God, should taste death for every man. Verse 14 says, for as much then as the children, that's us, are partakers of flesh and blood. You got flesh and blood, right? Talking to you too. So, for then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he, Jesus, God himself, also likewise took part of the same, that through death, that what? Through death, what he do? He might destroy him. What? Through death, he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is the devil. So, through the death of Jesus Christ, God destroyed the devil who had the power of death. That's a good place to praise him. That's a good reason to praise him, because God, who is the Almighty, through the death of Jesus Christ, our Lord, destroyed him that had the power of death, that is the devil. Destroyed the devil. So you see him right here, scared of Satan, and Jesus already destroyed him. God's destroyed him. God destroyed him through Jesus. The next verse says, so not only did he destroy him, it continues in verse 15. He says, and deliver them, that's us, who through fear of death, that's what the devil be trying to, that's what he used, use death to scare folks, to get them to do what he wants them to do. And most folks, and well, the people of the world, they are afraid of death. But once you follow in Jesus, you know that Jesus already defeated death, and death can't defeat Jesus. And I follow Jesus, have my faith in him, and death can't stop me either. Jesus is the resurrection. That means he swallowed death up in victory. He raised back up from the dead by the power of God, and that same power is in us. So verse 15, he delivered them who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. We ain't afraid to die. To live, that's Christ every day. Sunday through Saturday, that's Christ every day when we're living on this earth. When we die, that's gain. That's promotion. We up there with him. Yeah, we got to worry about no more sorrow, pain, none of that. For verily he took not of, it says, verily he took not on him the nature of angels. He didn't come as an angel. He didn't take the nature of angels, but he took on him the seed of Abraham. He came like a human, like Abraham, who was the father of faith, faith in God, the father of faith in God, Abraham. Wherefore, in all things it behooved him, or benefited him, to be made like unto his brethren. Jesus is your Lord and Savior, and he big brother. That's why I didn't worry about the government, who they call the big brother. I got a big brother for real named Jesus Christ. Yeah. So you do have a big brother. Yes, sir, named Jesus Christ. So it behooved him to be made like unto his brethren, that he might be a merciful and faithful high priest in things pertaining to God. He's merciful. He's faithful. He already know. He can relate. You can relate. In things pertaining to God, to make reconciliation for the sins of the people. He restored a friendly relationship between us and God. He reunited us. Because Adam and Eve separated us, right? And your flesh still will. Because that's what Adam and Eve is, your flesh. For in that he himself has suffered being tempted, he is able. Because so this is how he can assist us and relate to us. He's in the flesh body just like ours, right? For in that he himself had suffered being tempted, he'd been tempted just like you, just like me. He is able to secure or to help them that are tempted. Yeah, he is our helper. You know what I'm talking about? One more space we go in before we go to this song, and we'll be right back. You know what I'm talking about? Let's go to Colossians chapter 2 right quick, right fast. Still ain't rushing, though. You know what I'm talking about? Colossians chapter 2. We're going to read verse 14 and verse 15. Colossians. It's around Ephesians and Philippians and all that. Right behind Philippians, if you see it. You see Ephesians keep flipping to the right. It's behind it. You know, Colossians chapter number 2. Verse 14 and verse 15 says, blotting out the handwriting of ordinance. This is where that parade stuff come from, in the triumphing. Yeah, Jesus parading over them while he's carrying that cross. He's parading over the spirits, the evil spirits. Here go the proof. Colossians chapter 2, verse 14 says, blotting out the handwriting of the ordinances. Blotting out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us. That's the law and the commandments. It was against us because we couldn't do it. And God knew that. That's why Jesus did it for us. So blotting out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us, which was contrary to us because we couldn't do it, right? And took it out of the way. He took it out of the way, nailing it to his cross. That's what he did with the law. All them commandments and all them animal sacrifices that you read about and hear about in the Old Testament, this is what he did. He nailed all that to the cross, right? Took it out of the way, nailing it to the cross. Verse 15 says, and having, he also did this, having spoiled or overthrown or ruined the plans of the principalities and powers, which is demons, the devil. He made a show of them, though, openly. He made a show. If you go to a show, some people call movies a show. But he made a show of them openly. It wasn't private. He did it publicly. He made a show of them publicly, openly, triumphing over them in it. Yeah, look at that cross and look at, notice that cross, it forms a lowercase T, but that T is for triumph. Triumphing, that's what I'm doing. Over these demons, that's what Jesus did. Yeah, triumphing over these demons. So blotting out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us, which was contrary to us, and took it out of the way, nailing it to his cross, and having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. Yeah, Jesus made an extravagant display of triumphing over evil when he was nailed to the cross. But I said he had a striking performance when he was nailed to the cross. But he made a public show of them principalities and powers when he was nailed to the cross. But he had a parade. But it was a real, really extravaganza. It was really an extravaganza. How about that? I got it right. Thank you. Thank you for giving me another chance to get it right. It was really an extravaganza in the spirit. Yeah. He defeated Satan. Yes, sir. Carrying that cross, getting on that cross, being on public display for you and me. Jesus every day. We'll be right back.
Know Jesus with me, Jesus, every day. That right?
I know Jesus with me every
Jesus.
I know Jesus with me every day.
Jesus.
I know Jesus with me every I know Jesus every day. Every day I know Jesus with me. Every
yes,
I know
yes,
Jesus
yes,
with me
yes,
every day
yes,
I know
nah.
Jesus with me every
yes,
I know
nah.
Jesus every day, every day.
Yeah, I know that Jesus with me. I believe now I can see every little thing he done for me. Now I got to praise you, G-O-D. G-O-D, God on deck. G-O-D, respect the king. He's Lord of lords and king of kings. We lift him high, you know what I mean? I'ma give him glory, you should too. I'ma ask you one more time what you gonna do. Sitting over there stuck like you have no clue. Get this Jesus and keep it true. He died for your sins, your mama and grandma too. Thank you, Jesus, hallelujah, respect is due. Father, have your way. Never stay on the path that you pay. We know that God is with us. Yes, Jesus still saves. Oh, so much pain. Enough to make you insane. The suffering can't compare to glory. Hold on to the great I am. Jesus really is coming. He is the lion and the lamb.
I know Jesus with me every
Jesus.
I know Jesus with me every day.
Jesus.
I know Jesus with me every I know Jesus every day. Every day I know Jesus with me every
yes,
I know
yes,
Jesus
yes,
with me
yes,
every day
yes,
I know
nah.
Jesus with me every
yes,
I know
nah.
Jesus every day. Every
Satan
day
tricking people. He acting like he winning. He weak. Couldn't take me from God while I was out there sinning. The blood of Jesus, against anything that's evil. Satan destroys, kills, and lies. Don't let him deceive you. I am God's
warrior.
Spiritual warfare for show. I am God's warrior. I'm kicking in Satan's front door. I'm uploading the truth. You cannot have God's youth. We lift Jesus Christ higher, cause Jesus is the truth. Understand God's word. Yes, God is love. God's still with me, we did. We tight like a glove. The world make me wanna fuck, cause I have no fear. Gonna keep pushing God's word till the signal is clear. You hear?
I know Jesus with me every
Jesus.
I know Jesus with me every day.
Jesus.
I know Jesus with me every I know Jesus every day. Every day I know Jesus with me every
yes,
I know
yes,
Jesus
yes,
with me
yes,
every day
yes,
I know
nah.
Jesus with me every
yes,
I know
nah.
Jesus every day. Every day
Jesus got all power and all authority,
authority.
I'm gonna focus on him, not what these fools trying to do. A real war going on. Look
war
past what your eyes can see. Don't ignore Jesus, he's still saying look to me. We live by faith, and if that's the case, focus on the Lord Jesus Christ, or stay lost in the maze. When your situation in life is bigger than you, it's still smaller than your God, and he's bringing you through. Just let him handle it, rest. He knows best, he sent his son here blessed. No need to stress, I'm just gonna let everybody know the real truth. Satan was messing with me now, bro. He's missing a tooth.
The
truth.
I know Jesus with me every
day.
I know Jesus with me every day. I know Jesus with me every I know Jesus every day. Every day I know Jesus with me every
yes,
I know
yes,
Jesus
yes,
with me
yes,
every day
yes,
I know
nah.
Jesus with me every
yes,
I know
nah.
Jesus every day. Every day
knock his teeth out. Yeah, knock his teeth out. Yeah, we talking about Satan. Yeah, knock his teeth out. By keeping your faith in God, by hearing what God is saying and doing what he is saying. Oh yeah, main thing you do though in everything,
make sure you're thanking God. You know what I'm talking about? You are tuned into When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Shout outs to you. Much love to you. We appreciate you tuning in. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. We're going to go over a little bit. I got 3 minutes left live on the broadcast, but I'm going to need about 5 more minutes after that, maybe. You know what I'm saying? So, okay, 5, 6, 7 more minutes. So, that'll be a total of 10 minutes. You know what I'm talking about? So, 3 minutes left on the live broadcast. Other than that, you're going to have to go in the archives and hear it, or you can call in to continue with us live, all right? 563-999-3702. Call in to continue to listen. 563-999-3702. We got a couple of more places, a few more places, 3 places that we're going to in the scriptures. I got 3 minutes. Let me see if I can get them. No, I know I ain't going to be able to get all of them, but let's go to Romans chapter 9. Romans chapter 9. Appreciate everybody tuning in. This is When Hip Hop Meets Christ. I'm your homie Oasis, a.k.a. Joshua. And look, Satan, I don't play that crap. That's right, because God don't play that crap. And that's who we meet. Mm-hmm. Romans chapter number 9 and verse number 11. That's 911. Mm-hmm. Our 911 is Jesus. Yeah. He pick up when we call 911. I ain't talking about calling you folk down here now. But Romans chapter 9:1-1, all right? Chapter 9, verse 11. It says, for the children being not yet born, neither having done any good or evil, that the purpose of God according to the election might stand, not of works. So we don't get credit for this. Not of works, but of him that calls. It is God that gets credit for this. Go down to verse 15. It says, for he says to Moses, saying to you too and me, I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy. I have mercy on whoever I want to have mercy on. And I will have compassion on whom I will have compassion. Verse 16, this is why our works don't count. We just keep believing. It says, so then it is not of him that wills. It's not of him or her that wills or that want to do it. Nor of him that runs, the ones that started doing it, but it's of God. It's who? It's of God. Not of works. Not of your own will. But it's of God who shows mercy. Philippians chapter 2. Philippians chapter 2. Philippians chapter 2. You got 1 minute to call in. We're less than that now. 563-999-3702. Other than that, you're going to miss it, or you can go back in the archives and hear the end. I hear the whole broadcast again. Philippians chapter 2. Starting at verse 9, going down to verse 11 again. Look at that 911, boy. Philippians. Still ain't finding myself. I'm getting there. Chapter number 2. Starting at verse 9, reading down to verse 11, it says, wherefore God also has highly exalted him. God is the one who exalted Jesus like this, like this, like this. Wherefore God also has highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name. God has given him a name that is above every name. Mm-hmm. That at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow at the name of Jesus. That's why it don't matter about no, it ain't no J in Hebrew. Because at the name of Jesus, every knee gonna bow of things in heaven and things in earth. Remember, God was speaking before they was writing. Before we were writing? Okay. Mm-hmm. His name was Jesus. His name is Jesus. It's Yahshua in Hebrew. It's Jesus in English and in the spirit. That at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow of things in heaven, right? We read about it earlier. In heaven and things in earth and things under the earth. And verse 11 says that every tongue should confess that Christ Jesus or Jesus Christ is Lord. Every tongue should confess. He's still leaving it up to us, right? Yeah. Your own will. Give it to him. Every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. So when you confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, you're giving God the Father his glory. All right?
We're in overtime right now, so I'm going to beat the 10-minute clock that I just set. So it's actually 7 minutes, right? I think I got seven verses. Yep. Look, let's go to Luke chapter 1, and then we out. Luke chapter 1, go to verse 68, and we're going to read down to verse 75. So Luke chapter 1, Matthew, Mark, Luke, chapter number 1, and find verse number 68, and I'm waiting for you. Luke chapter number 1, verse 68 says, "Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, for he has visited and redeemed his people." He visited us, he redeemed us, right? "And has raised up a horn of salvation for us." Horn, that usually, you know, makes a distinction or represents a sound of victory. You know what I'm talking about? It also, as you continue with the word and as we continue to evolve on the earth, it started meaning the sound of war too, a certain sound. But he raised up a horn of salvation for us in the house of his servant David, as Jesus. And he spoke by the mouth of his, as he spoke by the mouth of his holy prophets, which have been since the world began, that we should be saved from our enemies and from the hand of all that hate us. That's why you ain't got to be afraid of nothing. All your enemies, he done saved you from all your enemies and from the hand of all that hate us. You know what I'm talking about? All you got to do is put on the whole armor of God and stand. Your enemies can't do nothing to you. And we don't fight flesh and blood, but that devil be acting up in them sometime, right? Slap the devil out of, okay, let me read Luke chapter number 1, verse number 71. Ain't that where we was at? Okay, it says that we should be saved from our enemies and from the hand of all that hate us, from the hand of all that hate us, all opposers, all opposition. Yeah, he done saved us from them. Verse 72 says to perform. This is why he saved us, so that he can do something. To perform the mercy promised to our fathers, for we was even more. And to remember his holy covenant. This is what he doing. Performing the mercy that he promised to our fathers. And he remembering his holy covenant that he set forth, all right, with us. With them, we getting the benefit. Verse 73 says, the oath which he sware to our father Abraham. Verse 74, that he would grant unto us. This is the oath he swore to Abraham. We're getting the benefit from it. That he would grant unto us, that we being delivered out of the hand of our enemies might serve him without fear. That's why we go with all faith. Yeah. Kick doubt out, kick fear out. Go with, put faith in the place of fear, put faith in the place of doubt. You know what I'm talking about? So we going to serve him without fear. Verse 75, in holiness and righteousness. That's how we serve him. In holiness and righteousness. It's all got to do with him. And us. That makes us holy and righteous. So we're going to serve him in holiness and righteousness, not in religion, before him all the days of our life while we're on the earth. And we done, son. This has been When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Appreciate you tuning in. Killed for our offenses, raised again for our justification.
Gotta switch up here now. All I need is one mic. When I step to it, all I preach is one Christ. One way, one truth, and only one light. And the way that they did them, it just wasn't right.
One.
It only took one plan. Sitting on the throne of God sits one man. And he loved us so much, he sent one lamb. To abolish all sin like no other can.
One.
It's going down one day. Like a thief in the night, he's coming suddenly. For the ones that chose to live their life one way. So I hope that God chooses to live the right away.
One.
There's only one God, one body, one spirit, one Lord, one faith, and only one baptism, only one world. With a whole lot of Christians, with a whole lot of ways, but only one way of living, only one God, one body, one spirit, one Lord, one faith, and only one baptism, only one world. With a whole lot of Christians, with a whole lot of ways, but only one way of living, there's only one way.
One way that I live, there's only one way. One way that I live, there's only one way. One way that I live, the world won't agree, but that's just the way it is, there's only one way. One way that I live, there's only one way. One way that I live, there's only one way.
in line.
One.
It won't take one book. Best believe before you know it, you'll be one of us. Must have seen faith, so it don't take much. The woman with the issue only took one touch.
One.
For me, it took one prayer. To be honest, it was more like one scare. The band tipped over, I ain't lose one hair. Supposed to be dead and gone, but I'm still here.
Man.
So if you're looking for a change, straight and narrow path, only got one lane. Yeah, we living now just so we can live again. Cause in the end, everybody bows to one name.
One.
There's only one God, one body, one spirit, one Lord, one faith, and only one baptism, only one world. With a whole lot of Christians, with a whole lot of ways, but only one way of living, only one God. One body, one spirit, one Lord, one faith, and only one baptism, only one world. With a whole lot of Christians, with a whole lot of ways, but only one way of living, there's only one way. One way that I live, there's only one way. One way that I live, there's only one way. One way that I live, with the world won't agree, but that's just the way it is, there's only one way.
Living eternal life, like Billy say, it's a choice, either wrong or right. You got
one
God in heaven, it ain't Muhammad. Never been Buddha, I remain true to the
one
who sent the sun, so I wouldn't have to burn in hell like a repentant come. Be with the
one
who dwells inside me, so if I fall off track, he steps in, guides me back to page
one.
I remember when Big Ram was nothing but scrum. Asked about God, I would tell you it was none. The chip I was carrying on my shoulder weighed a ton. Man, I'm glad somebody told me it was
one God, one body, one spirit, one Lord, one faith, and only one baptism, only one world. With a whole lot of Christians, with a whole lot of ways, but only one way of living, only one God. One body, one spirit, one Lord, one faith, and only one baptism, only one world. With a whole lot of Christians, with a whole lot of ways, but only one way of living, there's only one way. One way that I live, there's only one way. One way that I live, there's only one way. One way that I live, with the world won't agree, but that's just the way it is, there's only one way.
There's only one God, one body, one spirit, one Lord, one faith, and only one baptism, only one world.
With a whole lot of Christians, with a whole lot of ways, but only one way of living, only one God.
One body, one spirit, one Lord, one faith, and only one baptism, only one world.
With a whole lot of Christians, with a whole lot of ways, but only one way of living,
there's only one way. One way that I live, there's only one way. One way that I live, there's only one way. One way that I live, with the world won't agree, but that's just the way it is,
there's only one way.
Message saved. End of messages.
I got one more thing to say. Are you listening to me? Jesus made an extravagant triumphing over evil when he was nailed to the cross. Jesus made an extravagant display of triumphing over evil when he was nailed to the cross. One more time. Jesus made an extravagant display of triumphing over evil when he was nailed to the cross. It was really an extravaganza in the spirit. He defeated Satan. Hallelujah.
This is the godly side of it, you know what I mean? The main thing we want to do is exalt Jesus. When hip-hop meets the Christ. Every Saturday at 11 a.m. Eastern. Letting everybody know that all hip-hop is not the same. All hip-hop is not negative. Yes, it is real. It is thorough. It is raw. And it is truly, totally his, it's his power, man, his influence. So we just let him lead it however he leads it. Got my oasis because of the living water that lives inside of us. We go all in for the Lord, man. We love the Lord over there. We represent him. Main thing we want to do is exalt Jesus.